Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Trump will be visiting the area. He says he'll be going down to survey the areas hit by the damage, the hurricane. President Trump and members of Congress want Saudi Arabia to explain, meantime, what happened to a Saudi journalist who is a Washington Post contributor who vanished a week ago after entering the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul.
Yeah, it's a mystery, but people pretty much think they know what the sad end was to this journalist. And CBS's Stephen Portnoy is on the line. What's the latest on that, Stephen?
Well, the president, just in the last few minutes, has been doing an interview with Fox News. In fact, he's still on the air. It's been about 45, almost 50 minutes that he's been on the air with Fox. But I can tell you that the president is conveying that he is not happy to hear these reports coming out of Istanbul, Turkey. The president said in his interview this morning that Jamal Khashoggi went in to the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, and it doesn't look like he came out. He says, "I don't like it at all. It's no good," he says. Now, the president was asked if the Saudis are responsible for this, and he says he doesn't know. We have to find out what happened. We'll know in the very near future, he said. It would be a very sad thing if the Saudis are responsible. Yesterday, the White House put out word that top officials, the National Security Advisor, Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, and Secretary of State Pompeo, have all reached out by phone to speak with Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia. You know, he essentially is friends with Jared Kushner. They're very similar in ages, and they kind of sort of have this kinship as sons or sons-in-law of powerful men in their respective countries. What you're hearing from the White House and certainly from top Republicans and Democrats in Congress is it would be a very bad thing if indeed the Saudis were held were found to be responsible for the disappearance of this journalist who has lived in America for the last several years.
The president saying anything else about the Fed and about what's going on Wall Street? He says don't blame him for the thing with China sending the stocks lower.
Yeah, a whole lot there. But basically, the headline on the remarks about yesterday's stock sell-off, he says the Fed is getting too cute with interest rates, making him very unhappy.
Stephen Portnoy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.